Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez coming to you live from the West New York Home and Outdoor Living Show on the fairgrounds. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortez with you, coming to you live from the West New York Home and Outdoor Living Show, the first home show of the season, and we are at the fairgrounds on South Park Avenue in Hamburg, the event center. Come on by. We're here all day today till 8 p.m. And then tomorrow the show, it goes from 11 till 4. And the event center is chock full of exhibitors. And in addition to that, there's the food and wine pavilion too, adjacent to the event center. And join me in welcoming Mark Kinsella from the show. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. There you go. You can hear me good now.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting us out to broadcast, and of course, thanks for putting the show together for another year. How many years has this show been running now?
Well, so we've been here at the Event Center and the Fairgrounds for over 20 years.
Wow. It's hard to believe. It seems like yesterday that that we started this show, because it was a new show for us then.
Yep.
And here we are 20 years later. You know, there's been a change in the dynamics. We were talking about this before we went on the air. The whole home show, dynamic has obviously been grossly affected by COVID. The workforce issue has been permeating through all the exhibitors. How has that impacted the show post-COVID?
Well, it's impacted our vendors more than anything. So as we're reaching out and talking to our customers about, participating in the show, there are many that are very busy right now. And, looking for different ways to advertise is not on their first top of the list, because
right.
they're busy and they're booking into the future. It's interesting for the industry, but it's also, I think, a positive, because everybody's busy and they're looking forward to getting to work, once the snow melts.
It's a very complex dynamic, because there's so many edges to the sword. Yes, backlog haunts us because of the short workforce, but yet you have to plant seeds for the future for marketing your company continually. So how do you say no to that opportunity with a home show?
Yeah, and as I was talking to the vendors, and that's a very good point, a lot of them have looked for different ways to advertise their companies, but there's nothing as valuable as being here Being face-to-face with your customers,
building
that rapport, and just being able to understand the needs more than, you know, putting an ad in print or radio or wherever, which are all very good media entities. It's just being able to talk to those people is important. And as those people are walking around, it's important for them to see you as well, to know that you're here, you've made it through this downturn, you're making, and you're on
the upward. I can imagine those were some pretty dark days for you when COVID hit and we couldn't have the show for, what was it, 2 years, was it?
Well, had the show here because we were in February,
right before COVID,
we had to cancel our Erie show, which was the middle of March, but we got through this show and then the world shut down for us show promoters. I can tell you I did become a much better handyman. I built a lot of raised gardens because I didn't know if I was going to get to go to the grocery store or not. You know, that Italian heritage. I grew a lot of tomatoes.
Good for you. Yeah, you know, when you get to giving lemons, you make lemonade, right?
Right.
Well, Mark, thanks again for having us out. Show hours, we mentioned they're till 8 p.m. today and 11 to 4 tomorrow. What else is going on here?
Well, you know, the building's still packed full of exhibits, which is great. Anywhere from windows, doors, hot tubs, you name it. Mm-hmm. The Food and Wine Pavilion is amazing. It's all regional wineries and spirits and the food samples. You can come enjoy that and take them home with you.
Great. And the cost at the door?
So we're only $7 at the door, and on the fairgrounds here, parking is free. Mm-hmm.
So again, we're on South Park, the South Park side of the fairgrounds, the Western New York Event Center. Come on in and say hi. We're broadcasting till 11. And Mark Kinsella, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dominic. I appreciate you.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning, anything around the house. Don't forget, folks, to go online to... find your New York State Assemblymen and Senators, Google Western New York Assembly, New York State Assembly, and then your town, and your Assemblyman will come up. Do the same thing, New York State Senate, and your town, and your Senator will come up, and write them an email and tell them of your outrage of the movement to take gas away. There's so many flaws, I keep identifying more. There's a new one I just found, and that is the ability to adapt the grid to alternative forms of energy requires another form of infrastructure for that grid operator to adapt the grid to an alternative form of energy. There's a waiting list of sometimes years long of alternative energy producers trying to tap into grids. And there was an article in the Buffalo News this week about that. Fascinating, another whole element here of the idiocy of this plan. Well, the whole idea of moving to a green environment certainly does have appeal to all of us, right? We want to save our environment. The issue is the plan doesn't have a process. And that's really, I guess, what I have the most trouble with, is the idea came before the process. Anyway, write your state assembly and state senator and tell them how you feel about it. And we can talk about it, of course, as we do often here on air. But anything that you need my help with, certainly this Saturday morning, as we've gotten through this ice storm, hopefully you haven't had any ill effects from that. But if you'd like to talk about that as well, I'm here for you at 803-0930, outside the 716-1800-616-WBEN. And we don't have the text board, so we'll have to rely on calls for you this Saturday morning. By the way, the March 6th cooking class is coming up, and this is the one, folks, that you don't want to miss. Jerry and I will be cooking together. Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant is our chef. The Come Home to Cortese Cooking School is in the Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Why am I cooking with Jerry? Well, we're taking the cooking school to Puglia, which is where the Cortese family is from, and we'll be cooking Cortese family dishes on March the 6th. So register yourself by going to cortese.net and enroll in our Come Home to Cortese cooking school. We'd love to see you March the 6th. At 6 p.m. Don't miss out. 803-0930. Again, good morning from Dominic Cortese. Coming to you live from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show on the fairgrounds. And love to talk to you this Saturday morning. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton and say good morning to Santo Tomasine, the manager of the Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Good morning, Santo.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So we're riding the wave of the 4.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with no cost whatsoever. You can also opt to fix that home equity from the very beginning. What's a good rate right now for a 15-year fixed?
15-year fixed, we're looking at probably 5.875 right now. 5.5.
Wow, we're under 6. That's great. And, of course, the CD rates are smoking hot, too.
Yeah, we have a fantastic rate on a loan 9-month term for 4.35. It's fantastic. It's got to be industry leading, especially here in Western New York.
There you go. How do you beat these rates, both on the loaning side and on the paying side? Lakeshore is the winner right now, folks. So take advantage of that by stopping into a branch near you or going online to lakeshoresavingsbank.com. You can certainly also stop in to see Santo today. Santo, the hours are till noon, correct?
Yes, we are open till noon today.
Okay. And the phone number there at your branch?
898-2010.
One more time.
It's 898-2010.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
By the shore, Lakeshore.
Party Cross starts now. Bret Michaels, Nothing But a Good Vibe Tour. Saturday, March 18th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and solo hits live. All from the man who starred on VH1's Rock of Love, The Masked Singer on Fox, and ABC's Greatest Hits. Bret will bring a party and nothing but a good vibe. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster, sponsored by ShopBretMichaels.com.
Gold prices have been hovering at record highs since early this year, and now is a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelers. Tag will pay you cash for your gold. Silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds. Broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean and comfortable setting. Take it to Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off of 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
You're not scaling a skyscraper to put the kibosh on a marauder tearing a portal to the multiverse. You just need to be able to conquer a hill without asking your 5-year-old for another breather. Maybe you'll even do the big hill they've been heckling you about. That first sign of getting fit is sweet, so savor it. Gain and maintain your everyday strength and conditioning with home fitness equipment from Pachillo's Fitness Gear on Sheridan between Sweet Home and Millersport, the home of FREE free delivery and setup on cardio equipment.
Hi, it's Janet Snyder. Nothing gives you more confidence than a beautiful smile. If you are missing teeth, Pure Dental is simply the most advanced option to replace your entire upper and or lower set of teeth permanently in just 4 hours while you sleep. The Forever Smile process is a minimally invasive procedure with 100% digital technology. Save time, expense, and unnecessary discomfort with Pure Dental. Change your smile. Change your life. To learn more, visit PureDental.com. Pure Dental, home of the forever smile.
Why spend weekends restacking wood? With Always Warm Stove and Chimney, say goodbye to the chores. Install a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm Showroom has models from Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Save with a high-efficiency, low-operating-cost natural gas fireplace. Imagine warming up your room with a touch of a button. Always Warm has a variety of remote control and blower options that keep you feeling toasty and add a touch of class that will make you look like the toast of the town. Choosing a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Transform your home from always cold to always warm and receive rebates by installing a high-efficiency natural gas fireplace with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm in Lockport or find them online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S, warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney, always worth the trip.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. If you have diabetes like I do, it can cause many serious eye problems. That's why it's important to get regular eye exams. Years ago, my primary care doctor referred me to ECVA. Trust your eyes to the exceptional care you'll receive at ECVA. It's what I do. You should do it too. They have four offices and optical shops in Williamsville, Orchard Park, Elmwood Village, and Niagara Falls. Call 631-EYES.
ECVA. Today.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Gorilla Floor Coatings. That's right, Gorilla Garage Gear expanding now to floor coatings, basement floor coatings, and a big discount for you. If you book today on a 400-square-foot minimum job, you'll save $250. This is ideal, folks, for your basement floor. If you've been wondering what is a great way to clean up your basement, make it easier to maintain, well, epoxy coat with basement floor coatings from a Gorilla. Easy cleanup, looks great, protects your concrete, vapor barrier included, and it comes with a 15-year warranty. The lowest cost flooring option for your basement is a basement floor coating from Gorilla. Custom closet home organizing as well. Give them a call today at 716-817-5542. And make sure you tell them that Dominic sent you. Gorilla Floor Coatings. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1020 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez coming to you from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. And the show is open till 8 p.m. today and tomorrow 11 to 4. Stop out and get a sense of spring. It's around the corner, and plan your spring home renovations. You know, many of these people here are booked out several months, if not longer, and getting on someone's schedule early, as early as possible in the year, is probably the smartest thing to do if you were trying to get something done in this cycle. It may even be a challenge to do that, but getting here early and getting your project booked early is certainly going to help getting that accomplished. You know, there's just so much to be said about planning ahead, and you have to have a little more patience right now with all these people here, in the fact that they're still dealing with being shorthanded and having a deep backlog, all related to COVID. So keep that in mind as you shop for home improvements this springtime season. Let's go to Batavia and say good morning to David. Good morning, Dave. You're on WBEN.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I got a crazy question for you. You're tearing down an old farmhouse, probably right now 3/4 of the way done.
Okay.
And there's a chimney. It's probably between 20 and 30 feet tall. I know nothing about chimneys. I just want to know, how do you take it down? Do you just put a rope to a tractor and pull it? Will it come down? I just have no idea what holds the chimney up now.
So the chimney is standing tall in spite of the farmhouse being taken down around it?
Yes.
Okay. So, if there's nothing in the way, you could do what you said, tie a rope to it and pull it down. It might just topple completely. With doing that, if there's nothing in the way, that may be something I'd try. If that doesn't work, then you're talking about taking it apart how it was put together, which would be piece by piece, with a hammer and a chisel. And basically, you know, a heavier hammer could be used, too, to knock bigger sections of it. But make sure that you've got strong, good footing if you're swinging a heavy hammer. That might be more challenging than trying to pull it down.
And there's nothing, do you know if it's attached to, let's say, the basement floor in some way? We can't get to the basement.
So there's a basement below the farmhouse?
Yes.
Okay. So it's probably sitting on a foundation, but it would probably be a projection of the foundation beyond the basement. So it has its own foundation, typically. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, again, pulling it down would mean that when you get it to topple, there may still be a section that will have to be, you know, hammered and chiseled apart. especially if it does have a firebox with any kind of steel reinforcement or lentils in it. I'm sure that's not going to topple over when you pull the chimney down.
Yeah, we're going to bury the basement. We're going to fill in the you know, where it's standing. So if it breaks down somewhere in the basement, I'm good. But you think a rope might have a shot at it?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's going to have to be a pretty substantial rope, if not a chain. But again, my caution here for you is to be careful and make sure that there's nothing in the way and that there's nobody in the way, obviously.
Yeah, we'll be a few hundred feet away.
Okay. Well, good luck. Let us know how that turns out.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Dave. All right, thanks for the call. Dave's line now free for you at 803-0930. One of the exhibitors here from South Towns Landscaping. You're new to the show, right, Mark?
Yes, our first year, Dominic.
Greg, well, welcome and glad to have you. Tell us about what you do.
We're here promoting tree removal. We specialize in dead ash removal, stump grinding, emergency services. Of course, we just had that big ice storm that came through. So we are here. We do have guys out around the Western New York community visiting customers and seeing if everything is safe, checking structural damage and stuff like that. We also focus on landscape design, and another main one is drainage, French drains. We do a lot of French drain installs. We just talked to a customer a couple minutes ago. Bought a brand new house in the Tonawanda area, water backing up into the basement. Landscaping isn't graded properly away from the house. So we're going to take a ride out there this week and see if we can help them out.
There's so many times when questions of what you do come up on this show because, you know, the cause and effect, you know. People do landscape around their house, but they don't think about the drainage, and they end up getting water back into the basement as a result of that. Their conductors aren't piped well enough away, so they end up getting water collecting around the perimeter of their home. They have wet spots as a result of that as well.
Exactly. You know, we push the water as far away. We look to keep that basement dry. You know, people also, they will push the mulch up too high. It's up to the siding.
See it all the time.
All of a sudden, now years down the road, you have rotten sill plate. One thing happens, and of course you see it as well. So
exactly.
We come in, we try to right the problem and get them in the right direction.
So I bet you shudder a little bit when an ice storm's in the forecast because of what it's going to do to your workload.
Yeah. We're on high alert, and this one lasted a little longer than we thought. You know, high winds. We're always team meeting night before, just getting our guys ready. Like I said, you are out there, you're also trying to be safe, you're trying to keep your customers safe.
Was the ice storm, this ice storm, did it cause more tree damage than the blizzard?
Right now we're looking at, it's about the same. What happens is we're seeing more damage away from the lake. So homes that were closer to the lake, it seemed like it stayed a lot warmer over there. Ice was definitely thicker as you came inland more. And we're big trees down, 14-inch, 16-inch limbs coming off silver maples. The blizzard, more trees were pushed over, pine trees tipped over, uprooted, things along that
because
nature.
Of the power of the wind.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a minute about the ash tree. How far are you into the eradication of all the dead trees, or is that never going to happen?
So we're just getting pop-up hot spots everywhere. You get into an area, you see it, it's just decimated neighborhoods, it's decimated blocks, certain parts of Western New York it hasn't even touched yet. Alma's a very heavily damaged area. Angola on the lake is a very heavy damaged area. And now we're starting to just get calls from other areas, North Towns, North Tonawanda, things like that. I don't think there's not enough time to prevent it, so it's just a slow process. And like I said, people are very nervous about these windstorms and the bad winter we just had. People are out looking for preventative removal.
I think you would probably encourage a homeowner who has a dead tree on their property to eliminate that tree, correct?
Yes. People are calling, looking for just trimmings. We'll come out, we inspect. There's damage inside the trunk. We're seeing a lot of these ash trees are snapping off 10 feet up. You know, people just look at the base. They just look at a little bit of, my friend had a tree where the bark was coming off for 2 years. you just don't know when we're going to get that 60-mile-an-hour wind.
Absolutely.
And it's going to end up
on your
home.
Which relates to the next question, that is, how close should a tree be to a house?
Not close at all.
Right.
We like to keep them at a good distance. We've talked with a lot of customers here. Oh, this tree's 8 foot. Well, it was 8-10 feet when it was 2 feet tall. And now we have a nice Norway spruce that was planted in your garden and is tickling your gutters and putting a mold on your roof. So we tell people, you got to get the light, you got to get the air on your house. You're going to have mold on your siding. And I'm sure you see this a lot with roof rot and all that kind of stuff. Keep
yep.
everything as far away. Nice little ornamental trees in the garden. Know how high they're going to get. You know, do your own research. If you have a landscaper come in, they might tell you it's only going to be 6 foot. Birch trees. People love putting birch
yes.
trees in their gardens. Next thing you know, we get a call and they're 16 feet tall.
Yeah. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about because I had the exact same thing happen to me. We planted a birch tree 8 feet off from the front of the house. It's now taller than the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've got to do something about that.
Yeah.
Mark from South Towns Landscaping, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dominic, for having me.
It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We'll be back with more from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show right after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Buffalo police and other agencies responded to a pair of active shooter calls at Nichols High School just after 8 a.m. Friday morning. Multiple district cars responded to the scene to investigate while the school was placed in a lockdown as a precaution.
The response of the Buffalo Police Department, you've heard me say this multiple times, on May 14th was nothing short of incredible. It was immediate, and I can say the same thing that happened this morning. I was on the radio. I was listening to it as it was occurring. I heard the coordinated effort of our patrol officers getting on scene, covering all sides of the building, getting into buildings. The response was appropriate. It was very fast. I commend the officers for their very quick response and immediate entry into the buildings.
That's Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia. The lockdown at Nichols came to an end at around 9:50 a.m. after Buffalo police had cleared the school of any threat. As it turns out, multiple schools also received phone-in threats across the state on Friday, including schools in Batavia and in Steuben County. Governor Kathy Hochul has submitted a request to President Joe Biden for a major disaster declaration to support communities impacted by the December winter storm. This declaration would unlock additional federal funds to support the state's ongoing efforts to help New Yorkers recover from the devastating storm. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
You know, folks, sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. Now, when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholds family at Twin City have been offering you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Or stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Get a jump on spring at the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show, February 23rd through 26th.
The best in home and outdoor products, expert advice for all your home building, remodeling, and decorating needs.
February 23rd through 26th at the Fairgrounds in Hamburg.
WNYHomeandGarden.com.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. Give your sweetheart an experience rather than a gift, like a night out for dinner or a couple's massage. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Clearly, winter is still with us. So, for affordable ice melt products, to keep that walkway safe, well, stop in the Lenco. Get Rock Salt for only $5.99 per 50-pound bag, or the concrete-friendly premium blend ice melt for $9.79 for a 40-pound bag. Delivery is available all over Western New York. Get your whole project delivered for one flat fee. Reliable and affordable delivery options for all of New York State and for all of us. So stop into the in-store or there are three locations. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at the web, the LencoSupplies.net web. And those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time. Go with the flow.
Good morning from Dominic Cortez. It's 10:36 this Saturday morning, coming to you live from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. And we'd like to speak to you about anything around the house at 803-0930. And our next stop, Jerry, you said? I'm sorry, I missed it. Bob? Bob is calling us from where? Cheektowaga. Hello, Bob. You're on WBN.
Hi, Dominic. I wanted to just ask a little bit of advice. I have an asphalt driveway and wanted to know, do you think it should be ripped up and replaced with asphalt, or should I go with concrete? And I have another question for you.
You know, that's a great debate that, you know, it's kind of like, are you a gas dryer person or are you an electric dryer person? Are you an electric stove person or are you a gas stove? Same kind of thing. Are you a asphalt driveway person or are you a concrete driveway person? I can tell you I'm a concrete driveway person. I think long term, the cost up front might be more, but long term, if it's put in properly, the concrete driveway may be a better investment.
Well, I'm in my mid-60s, so long-term for me isn't as long as I would like it to be, but
Well, come on. Where are you going to be in 20 years? You're going to still be here with us in 20 years. So in 20 years, you still want to have that driveway, right? Huh?
Well, the way they burnt the chemicals off in Ohio, you have to wonder where we are going to be.
Well, that's true.
I have a question. I do listen to your show quite a bit, and I listened to him talk last week about how they were working within the law. So I'm going to ask you a question over solar and the wind turbine, since we still have ice on the trees. How much antifreeze do you think they're going to pump into the environment to get the ice off of both the wind turbines and the solar panels. And
I wish I had an answer. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know whether those things are if antifreeze is used on those or whether they just let the nature take its course and let it melt.
Well, ice is still on the trees. That's already 3 days. How long are we going to survive? And I'll just say this. I did lose power during the storm. The room where I have the gas stove was warm, kept warm. I do realize that you need to have something to circulate some warm air around the house if you want to keep the house warm.
I will say this to you about this whole discussion about the ice affecting the grid. I mean, when you think about that, we've been living with that for as long as we've had electricity. That the fact that the environment or storms or wind or snow or ice can affect the transmission lines. So you don't ever hear anybody talk about more viable ways to transmit electricity, but yet you hear about it being the better source of power rather than natural gas. But yet the reliability side of it is not equal to natural gas. So therein lies the whole debate in my mind. It's that the transmission of electricity doesn't work as effectively as it should. But yet we're putting more reliance on these transmission lines than I think we should be.
You're absolutely right. And then I brought up with you in a previous show the Migratory Bird Act. How many migratory birds are they going to lose? And at what point do they start suing the wind farms for killing eagles and other birds that migratory?
Insulting by asking this question, but is that really an issue? Are birds not smart enough to figure out how to fly around these things?
I actually have an article that I photographed and have it on my phone where was an NPR article in which one of the wind farms was fined, I think it was $150 million for killing a number of bald eagles over a decade.
Wow.
And yes, so that's, and you know who pays for it? You and I, because we're the consumer. The corporation never pays.
This is another whole part of this debate is the subsidies that they're talking about implementing to fund this switch to electricity is going to be paid for by us, because it's going to be taxpayer, obviously sponsored, to be able to afford the rebates that they're talking about giving for switching everybody to power generation like geothermal. Anyway,
thank you very much, Doc.
Okay, appreciate your call. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning here as we travel now to Eden and say hi to Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on WEN.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. Long-time listener. And I listened to your show that other week with the people that you interviewed. Mm-hmm. And something that lady said at the end of the discussion and something that you've been saying all along made me think. She said we have to have our eyes open. And you said we have to, like, write our representatives in to vote for the right people that will do what we want regarding this. So if you could remember three words, Dominic, and that's blink, eyes, open. I put together a collection, and it's blink, eyes open. If you put like the slash between the blink and the eyes open and a dot after the B, mm-hmm. so it's just b.link/eyes open.
Okay.
I have a whole collection to articles that you would probably find really interesting. And this is regarding, I found this group called New York Citizens Audit. They're organized for the purpose of performing an open source audit on the New York State Board of Elections because they found some really interesting things. I'll just give you a couple of highlights. Like in the 2020 general election, they found that there were 338,000 more votes than voters. And they've looked through the actual voter rolls of New York State. There's like, what is it? I think it's 2.4 million or 2.1 million. 2.4 million, I guess it is.
How does that connect to the debate on electricity?
Well, you want to make sure that the people that we have put in office are actually there in a way that's certifiable.
Yeah, so the direction that I've been giving everybody obviously is something I want to reiterate, and that is to be involved. I think that's really a big disconnect as well, is that citizens just rely on the authorities to make these kinds of important policy decisions, and that's certainly the case where that should not be respected here. We need to activate the citizenry to be involved with this debate by writing to them and telling them how we feel about it. Again, New York State Assembly and your town, Google that, and New York State Senate and your town, Google that. You'll get these people's names and write to them and voice your opinion. Bill, thanks for chiming in on that. I always appreciate hearing from you. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're coming to you live from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show, and one of the exhibitors right here is Indoor Professionals, and Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Yeah, so a lot of interesting weather going on, but
That's true.
You know, we're still we live indoors most of the time. We're creatures of comfort, but a lot of people as comfortable as it might be with great natural gas heat. Your air might be very polluted. And what's the stat on that?
Yes, you know, it's interesting that smart families are really moving to do something about that. And the indoor air is five times more polluted than outdoor air. It's hard to imagine that could be true, Peter.
I know, yeah. But that hasn't changed for years and years. And now you folks build our houses tighter to save all this precious natural gas and all the energy, although we have a 400-year supply of clean burning natural gas. But anyhow,
which we're not going to be able to use.
Well, no, I think that there's a big pushback coming. You know, I really
there do. Is there is a pushback coming, and I'm glad to see that. I think enough of the momentum is going to help turn the tide on this. Of course, it's too early to report on that, but be that as it may, back to the subject at hand. You know, smart families are taking steps to reduce the particles in their home, and they're doing that by effectively cleaning their air they breathe by having their ductwork completely cleaned of as much debris as they can, and that's the only way you can do that is with the professional services of indoor air professionals and the column duct cleaning system. That is truly an effective way to clean your indoor air. Another is a medical grade air purifier, and certainly basements need the April Air high capacity dehumidifier.
Well said. Yeah, that's the 3 point. You got to get a thorough duct cleaning, and I emphasize thorough because there still are other choices out there, but keep in mind there's a big difference between cleaning 95% of the contamination out, which gets people off of allergy medication and asthma inhalers, versus cleaning only 50% out, which just makes more of a mess when you turn on your furnace and air conditioning.
There you go. Well, the booth is right in the middle of the show floor here for indoor air professionals. What's the extra special Western New York Home and Outdoor Living / Hammer Time Radio discount going to be
there
for this week?
Okay, so from a duct cleaning standpoint, we are doing 20% off, and what that really translates to is about a minimum of $150 to about $250 for a smaller average size home.
Okay.
And then we've got 300 off on the portable medical grade air purifier by Healthway that covers 1,200 square feet. We've got the compact unit selling for $130 offer. That's only $419 that covers 500 square feet, 250 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier. And we are at booth 514. And if you're there at the show, you can talk to Lori or Colin, but you can call today immediately. I'm answering the phone.
Okay. So you hear the extra special discounts, and only you can get them by calling today or stopping by the show today, 716-683-3000, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take. Have you been charged with a DWI or traffic misdemeanor? Did you receive a random letter from a lawyer? If you have, don't trust your fate to an unknown appointed attorney. Choose Arthur Pressman, your experienced DWI and traffic attorney.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. A court-assigned attorney may not have the experience you need to get the justice you deserve. If you get pulled over, call me today. I've been helping Western New Yorkers with traffic violations and DWI cases for over 35 years.
For traffic stops and DWI, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a brand new Mercedes-Benz, now is the time to visit Mercedes-Benz of Buffalo to take advantage of special factory incentives on new Mercedes-Benz cars and SUVs. See us today and save. Mercedes-Benz of Buffalo and MercedesBenzBuffalo.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Rob Ray for the Financial Guys Home and Auto Insurance. If you took a shot at an insurance provider because of their mascot, you probably aren't getting the best bang for your buck. Give the Financial Guys 14 minutes for an insurance rate check and get the best rates and coverage when they shop over 25 different companies for you. Don't take a hit to the wallet. Let the Financial Guys do the hitting with a 14-minute rate check. Call today at 855-TFG-AUTO. That's 855-834-2886.
Cremation is now the most popular choice in Western New York and the nation. With cremation, you have only two things to do. First, call your family funeral director. Funeral directors are experienced, trained professionals who will provide your family with peace of mind during a very difficult time. Second, decide what to do with your family's ashes. Keep them at home, scatter, or bury them in a cemetery. The cremation experts at Forest Lawn can help you. You know Forest Lawn as the area's treasured historic cemetery, which many Western New Yorkers continue to choose for their final place of rest. But did you know that we also operate the state's most active crematory, giving us the best understanding of cremation and all options available to you? So if you're thinking about cremation, contact your family funeral director first, then call the cremation experts at Forest Lawn at 885-1600 or visit forest-lawn.com.
Do you want to make your home more efficient? At Isaac, our home and energy assessment shows you where your home is losing energy and prioritizes improvements based on your needs. New York State incentives are available to you when choosing energy efficient products and services, such as insulation, air sealant, and air source heat pumps. You'll save money now with state incentives and later with your energy bills. Isaac can help you with this and so much more. Visit isaacheating.com today.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement. Call 716-343-ROOF. That's 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You could book your appointment right online, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the phone.
10:52 is Hammer Time. Good morning. Dominic Cortez coming to you from the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. Cortez Construction Services here at the show. Come by and say hi and book an appointment for an estimate on everything we do, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, outdoor kitchens. Those items are on display here. And, of course, our small project division and our cooking school. You can find everything about us at Cortez.net. Also, be sure to watch Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle and all the tips that they've put together for how-to things around the house and, of course, the Hammer Time family of all of our sponsors and all of their great advice, as well as the television version of this radio program. We call it Viewer Mail, all part of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, brought to you proudly by Lakeshore Savings Bank. So we're glad to be part of that show. We're glad you're listening to this show, too, on WBEN. Let's travel to Tonawanda and chat with Doris. Good morning, Doris. You're next.
Hi. I'm a senior citizen. Let me start with that. And I am concerned about this ice because I still can't get out of my driveway.
Yeah, be careful.
And I listen to the news every day. There's never anybody who's saying, oh, we can't get out of our driveway. Here's what you do. Now, I know a lot about removing ice because I've lived in Buffalo for all these years. Mm-hmm. I know you put salt down. I've never, ever, in all the years I've lived here, had to chop ice.
Right.
And I don't
so do you have any place to go, Doris?
I can't get out of the driveway.
Okay, so you might want to sit tight for, you know, just a little bit longer. Tomorrow, the forecast is 40 degrees, and
yeah.
While it's not going to immediately dissipate, the ice will turn to slush, and it'll be safer for you to walk out onto the driveway. So just be careful if you do go out today, but I'd say wait till tomorrow.
Well, that was another concern, because they keep changing the temperature.
Yeah.
But this morning it's going to be 40, and then I watch it an hour or so later. Oh, no, it's only going to be 35.
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be 40. Today is going to stay below freezing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know there are other people that are concerned as I am. And
yes.
Where do you reach out? I mean,
well,
I have a plow guy, but they don't plow ice.
No, dealing with, you know, you're on to a good question here. Dealing with ice is a very difficult task because, you know, it doesn't happen, thankfully, that often. But when it does, it can be very treacherous. So all we can really do is just be careful and walk slowly if you're going to go out. If not, as I say, if you can wait till tomorrow, that would be what I advise.
All right. Let's
Thanks, dear.
Pray for that. Let's pray
okay.
for that, then.
Thanks for the
Thank
call.
You.
Be careful. Let's move along to Franklin. Good morning, Franklin. You're next on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I really enjoy your show. And
thank you.
For that lady that just called, I mean, now you have to be a weather forecaster.
Yeah.
So I truly, you're a man of many tasks.
There you go.
As a journeyman electrician, retired 45 years, I really enjoy your show. But there's one thing you do, and I know it's not political, but when you have these people that are advocating for fully electric homes, you as your show should be upfront with them and impress them, because you know as well as I do, there is no way possible a fully electric house is as efficient as a gas or
absolutely.
A steam,
did you listen to did
yeah,
you listen to the show
hang
a couple
on.
Weeks? Did you listen
I
to my show a couple
on,
weeks ago?
Yes, but your answer is always to call your local assembly that.
Well,
you having these people on, press them because you know the facts.
Well, if you listen to the show when I had Basil Sagos and his partner from the Climate Council, I forgot her name now. Doreen Harris was her name. She's president of NYSERDA, and Basil Sagos, the DEC commissioner. We did a full hour interview with them. And we did position the questions to be somewhat direct in terms of the effectiveness of this idea and the whole idea that the plan doesn't have any substance. It's just an idea that doesn't have any ability to actually be sustainable. So we did position the questions that way. But the thing here is, here's the really the important comeback, Franklin. They not only drink the Kool-Aid, they make the Kool-Aid. These people believe that this is the only choice that we have as a society is to abandon natural gas. And where that came from, I have no clue. And why they think it's going to be effective and easy, I have no clue. But they believe this wholeheartedly, that this is the direction that we need to go in. And I couldn't be more in opposition to that whole theory.
You know, a friend of mine was an electrician for the thruway, and they installed three of them, $21 million. They were made in France. They were going to sell the electric back to where, if it was National Grid or our.
You're talking about the wind turbines.
Yeah, the windmills.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all disabled now. None of them work.
Well, they didn't work within 2 years.
Yeah.
And they didn't have parts. But that's how these politicians, they get their money, their hands are greased, and did not work in 2 years. None of them. None of them produced anything.
So Franklin, if we don't talk to our elected officials, how else can we be effective at reversing this?
Well, the thing is that, you know, I hate to say it, Dominic, you have a forum there where if you can press these people when you're on the radio,
believe me,
like I said, most of these homes in Buffalo are 60 amp service, knob and tube wiring. And I know you've mentioned this before.
Yes.
But
yes.
Who's going to pay for the upgrades on that? Are we the taxpayer?
Well, you are going to pay for it. Just like right now, if you wanted to switch to geothermal heat, the state will pay for half of it. So that's how it's going to be funded, is on your back and my back. Again,
well,
people, we need to do something about that. And all we can do is let our voices be heard right now, and that is to write your elected officials. Thank you, Franklin, for your call today.
Dominic, thank you. And maybe you could give me the weather forecast for tomorrow.
It's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow, folks. So be thank you, Franklin. It's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow, so let's look forward to that, and the ice will be dissipated. Well, anybody who wants to stop out and see us here at the show, we can talk, continue the dialogue about the natural gas electric debate. Come to the Cortese booth here at the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. And always remember, oh, by the way, next Saturday we're at the home show downtown. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the...
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.